Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur. We're going through Siyata Dishmaya, Tshuva of Rabbi Kiva Hegel, Inyan Chazaka Derava, Tefillin written by a young man who is suffic if he was halachically a gadol. So we continue. Again, this is Chuvas Rebbe Kiva Eger, first volume, Pesukim Siman Zayin. Omer Rabbeinu, v'hine, im la'achar habdika, nimtzu'u lo shtei sayris, nira li she'atfilin, she'kosvan koydem habdike, k'sherim, v'mechazkinon le'il gadol ha'mafleya, מיום שמולו שני סוף שנעשה בניד גמול שונה, כמו שכוסף ותויסס בפרק מי שמייס. וכוסף הוא שם בזה לשיינם, ולגע למהם עדים פשטה וקיבלה קידושי המאחר חיישינם. חיישינם לקידושי שניהם, כדי שמור דם וקידש אביה בדרך וקידש עצמו בעיר. חיישינם לקידושי שניהם, תוהסם לו הקומר הכי אלה ביום עדים משלם שיס. דיברס יום גברה, ולאחר שהגיע כבר לגדלס מזמן, גדול לוי, עד כאן לשיין התוספס. זאת אומרת, שבפרק מי שמת, כתוב שם בגמרא, אמר רב נחמן אמר שמואל, בוא ידקים לגיטין ולקידוש, in other words, if a cotton reaches the age of godless, and he hasn't brought simonim, and he's ממלא, you can't tell if he's on his face, he has no hair, and he's Mekadish and Isha, and then afterwards she extended her hand and she received Kiddushin from someone else, and then they checked the Katan and they found that he has Simanim. We say that, you know what, Lemafrei had Simanim, and his Kiddushin is a Kiddushin. And she doesn't need get from the second guy, Frek Toisvis, that Shmuel said, this is Shmuel speaking, both can look at Kiddushin. Shmuel said, in Kiddushin, Daf Ayin Tes Amud Aleph, Naira, B'yoyim Edim Mishlam Shis Chadoshim Nasa Bregeres Boi B'yoyim. In other words, we have a rule that from 12 and a half, the father can no longer be Makabel Kiddushin. But until 12 and a half, she can. So, if on the day of her, that she reached the age of Bagris, her father was Mekadish her, and then afterwards she was Mekadish herself, Kitsha via Baderech, Vekitsha Esatzma Beir, Varehi Boigeres Lefonenu, she has Simani Bagris, as described by the Gemara Nidah Daf Mem Zayin, she has the signs of adulthood. So the din is choishishim lekidushe shnehem. We're choishish for both kiddushins because we say that hashta who does the simani bagris for loy mitzafra. We are concerned that only now the simani bagris came and not in the morning when her father was mekadisher. So we have to be choishish for her father's kiddushin when she was in and she was still a naira then. So in other words, we're not machzik al pis simanim lemafreya. Kiddushin has to shim with Bava Basra. In Kiddushin, we say that we're machzik al pisimanam lemafreya. And if a cotton was Mekadesh and Isha, then she was who reached age, but we didn't know if he's as Shtei Cyrus yet, and then she was Makabo from someone else, Kiddushin, and we check the cotton, we see as Kiddushin, we assume if he's a Gadol now, he's a Gadol earlier also. So why don't we say the same thing? If she was a Bogeris now, why don't we say she was a Bogeris earlier in the day as well? And for Taisvitz, that there it's different by a Bogeris because we're talking about the same day. The same day we're not Machzik L'Mafreya because the Simanim can come the whole day. Mashen Kein Bova Basra. There we're talking about after a significant period of time. So there we say that if he has Simanim now, we assume that It came earlier. In other words, it's not on the day that he turned bar mitzvah. It's a while after he turned bar mitzvah. Here he already reached godless, a significant period of time ago. Here we don't say that we're not choshish, that we're choshish that he wasn't yet a gadol. Here we assume that he was a gadol. In other words, here we can rely on this chazaka derava that he had already reached godless. And so writes the Tosfos HaRosh. So on the Sam, the day that she reached godless, there we're not so sure that her simanim came at that time. So we're choshish for her father's kedushim. But if a significant period of time passed from the time he turned 13, and now he was a mekadesh anisha, you assume that if you check him a little while later and he has simani godless, he also had simani godless when he was mekadesher. So that's the chiluk between the case of the naira, who became a blagaris today, and the cotton, you are semich and the chazak to rub, the naira you're not, who turned a blagaris today. So what apparently Tosis means is when they say, assume he already became a gadol, so we're relying on the chazak of the rab. Mishumachingam l'shmol pinu l'chazak of the gadol l'mafreya. Chakas of lehedia, b'tshuvas harosh. B'seim sham kosh ken alib tochas at the kamelan kerav. D'omar rei bogeres lefenenu. U'machzikinan lalu bogeres. Av shizman havas bogeres. Yibo isayom arminat shlehem to lalavai. Ad erev kosh ken higia l'chal shnei seha. ואם כן בבודקו מוצא סימנם דאמין המישה שהגיע לכלל שנים בואו הסימנם ובבייס יסף אבן עזר שים שם בבייס יסף ואין בחידושי הרעש בו. So we have that, certainly we pass in certainly, so this is Shmuel, this was all a problem with Shmuel, because Shmuel says that יחוש יש לקדושי שניהם. So this whole Maso Matin was Lefi Shmuel. One case Shmuel says, you do assume that the cotton became a gadol. In the other case, by the girl, you don't assume. So Rebbe Miyashiv, like Tosfos says, is the difference between Ba'iso Yom Bogra, and a while ago he became an adult. But Rush says, Kol Shekhen, Libe Dehoch, so we paskin like Rav, Yarei Bogeres Lefanenu, she's a Bogeres Lefanenu. We assume she was a Bogeris earlier as well, even if it's Boisayon. We say that it didn't, the Simanim didn't wait until Erev to come. They already came in the morning when the father was Makadisher and he had no right to be Makadisher. So, and that's brought in the Beis Yosef. Vein b'chidushi harashbo b'per perek misha meis adkan l'shoinu. Kavanasoi da haram ban sham choylek al rosh b'mashikasev ahuv de d'bnei brak de mayri al kochach de miyad shemochach meis im loikein loimahanye b'dike de dilma achakach hevi simanim ayin sham. Zat omeret she katuv sham b'Bava Batra b'daf kuf nun dalet amud alef ma'ase b'bnei brak b'echad shemachar b'nechsei aviv umet. ובאו בני משפחה, וערערו לומר, קטן היה. ובאו ושאלו את רבי עקיבא, מהו לבדקו? אמר להם, אי אתם רשאים לנבלו. מייס בני ברק, somebody was מויכר בנכסי אביו, and then he died, and the בני משפחה came and said, no, he was a cotton. So he had no right to sell, he couldn't sell. And they asked רבי עקיבא, can we check him? Can we see if he was a gadol or a cotton? Can we check his simanim? Amr Lehem, no, yeah, you're not allowed to be menavel the mace. You're not allowed to, unbury him. And it's a nivel, it's not nice. Vot simanam asum lishtanos achar misa, also simanam can change after misa, so it's not a raya. So the Rosh is medayik in a tshuva of there, it's mashma, that if you'd be b'chayim, the bedika would be effective. And this is shver, ma mahani bedika lachar mechira, dil mahashtu hu deboa simanam, v'lo haya sham b'shas mechira. From here, the Rosh proves that the Bidika is effective l'mafreya. Why? Because he asked Chazaka the Rav on his side, and if he's a Gadol now, we assume he's a Gadol earlier. However, the Ramban answered this kasha that it's mashma that if you'd be alive, the bedikah would help. And the question is that the Shema Bishas Mechira, the Simanim, hadn't yet come, only afterwards Bishas HaBedikah. So again, the first teretz we brought of the Rosh is that Enochinami, when you check him now, he sees a gadol, so you can assume that he was a gadol earlier, if not for the Nivel HaMeis and the fact that the Simanim change after Misa. If not for those two factors, then you would say Enochinami. But you can do what you see as him now. If you see him now as a gadol, you assume he was a gadol earlier. But the Ramban gives a different teretz, and his teretz is that it's talking about meis miyad la'achar ha'mechira. Ani mitzatetet l'shon ha'Ramban shemachar b'nechsei aviv v'met perush met miyad she'im chaya ein bedikato l'likuchot ra'aya shema achar ken hevi simanim. Wow. So the Ramban says that he died immediately because if he'd be alive, the Bedika wouldn't be a raya, because maybe he brought the simanim afterwards. In other words, dafka Bedika miyad la'achar ha'mechira mahani. Here he died immediately, so you couldn't check him immediately, because if you check him later on, so then it wouldn't be effective. You have to check him now. And this guy died immediately. This kid died immediately, so you couldn't check him now. Dafka bedika miyad, immediately after the mechira, that's effective. But la'achar zman, lo mahani bedika legalus lemafrei mishas ha'mechira. In other words, the machlik is here between the Rosh and the Ramban about a cotton shegiel echlal shnai sof shemochar b'nichsei oviv. And after time, la'achar zman, botku matzu boi simanim. Imahani bedika lemafreya oiloi. A cotton reached l'chlal shnaisav, and he sold his father's nechasim, and then after a while, they checked and they found simanim. Is bedika effective? Yes or no? The Rosh says it is effective, and the Ramban says that it is not. And that's what the Beis Yosef writes. That's what the Beis Yosef brings. So that's what Rabbeinu means when he says, "Ayin b'chidushi arashba," which is really the Ramban, in Perek Misha Meis Ad Kan L'shan. In other words, the Beis Yosef is Messiah. After he says, he brings down this Tshuvas HaRosh that we paskin like Rav, and Rav says the halacha is Harei Bogeres Lefaneinu. And then he says, but Ayin b'chidush HaRamban b'perek misha meis. In other words, as Rabbeinu says, v'kavanaso sharamban cholek al rosh v'mashakasuv de b'nei brak, where he writes about that mice in b'nei brak, d'mayri akein d'miyad shemachar meis. Immediately he died. Otherwise, lai mahani bedika de doma chakachevi simanim. Because then you have to check him immediately, the Ramban holds. If you don't check him immediately, then it's not going to be effective, because maybe he brought simanim afterwards. The Rosh says simanim, you can check him afterwards. The Ramban says, that's a very interesting shaila. If you see someone's a gadol now, does it mean that earlier on they were also? And that we see is the subject of a machlekes rishanim. Nachnu mamshichim. אמנם לעניות דעתי יש לומר והרמב"ן סבירה לכך רק לעניין להוציא ממון. לעידי בדיקה זו אי אפשר להוציא הקרקע מחזקת בעלים על ידי חזקה שהוא גדול לפנינו להחזיקו לגדול למפריע. We can say that the Ramban only holds this way לעניין להוציא ממון. That through this בדיקה you can't take the קרקע from the חזקת בעלים by this chazaka that he's a gadol lefaneinu and assume that he's a gadol mafreya and make the sale a good sale. No, you can't do that. You can't assume he's a gadol mafreya lahitzi moment. Aval ba'al magam ramban mode, but in general the ramban is also mode. The af beloy chazaka de rova lamadi kaimalon kirav, the marei bogeres lefaneinu, even without the chazaka de rova that says that if someone reached the age where you can assume they also have simanim, even without that, lamadi kaimalon kirav de amar harei bogeret lefaneinu umachzikinan le. לגדול למפרה משעה שהיה ראוי להיות גדול, דהיינו משנת י' ג' ואילך, we pass in like Rav, who says, הרי בוגרס לפנינו, that when you check somebody to see there, and you find they're a gadol, you assume they're a gadol earlier also, משנת י' ג' ואילך, Mikolshkein hachadim seileh chazaka de rov, and certainly when you have a chazaka de rov on your side, al kach directly gabi cheskas mamin leisam chinen alzek, and where the kaimulan kerevi meir the boimer shchiv meira hayisi al makabel lahavi raya kevin de bala hayitzi. Zot omeret that Choyra, the sheet of the Ramban is difficult, that the Bedika doesn't help. Because we paskin like Rav. And Rav says, Hare Bogeris Lefaneinu, that if she's a Bogeris later, then you assume that she was a Bogeris earlier. Mitzafra already from the morning. So it's a Kal V'Chomer L'Choyra. Mada Chosam Shem Machzik L'Rav L'Bogeris L'Mafreya. Mada over there. That we hold her to be a Bogeris L'Mafreya without the Chazaka de Rava. Because Chazaka de Rava was not said about Simani Bagrus of being 12 and a half that are explicated in the Gemara in Nida on page 47a. Only on Simani Gadlus of being 12. And not only that, but there, so there's no chazaka de rav over there, A, and B, it's a suffix on the day of bagrus, so that the whole day she might bring simanim, lav dafka from the morning. And yet, Rav still says she's a bogeres, even without the help of chazaka de rav. And even though the whole day she could theoretically have been brought to Mani Godless, nevertheless, the Bagrus Rav holds, if she, we see them later, she had them earlier. So Kol, she can't overhear Linyan, see Mani Godless, she misayeya chazaka de Rava, lomar, so certainly here, with regard to the Simanim of Godless, that here we have chazaka de Rava. To say that Simanim already came. Here we're talking about the case, the mice in Bnei Brak with the Mechira. So here we're talking about 13 years old. So here you have a Chazaka de Rava on your side. So if Rav says what he says, even without the Chazaka de Rava, so certainly Rav would say with, and we paskin like Rav, so certainly Rav would say that if you have Chazaka de Rava on your side, you assume the person already became a Gadol. So how can the Ramban argue? How can the Ramban say, no. Just because you check somebody later that then find they were a gadol doesn't mean they were a gadol earlier. Ma pitom, Rav wouldn't hold that way. So that's what compelled Rabbeinu to say a new explanation in the machlokas between the Ramban and the Rosh. And it comes out according to this that the Ramban only argues with his regard to being Moitzi Imam and Mechaz Kasai. And that is that the reason for the Shitas HaRamban is that the Ramban holds that this din is tolerating the machlokes between Rabbi Meir and the Chachomim. Like we said before, we said that this whole machlokes between the Ramban and the Rosh is only going to be with regard to being Moitzi Mamin, but not with regard to other things. With regard to other things, the Ramban agrees. And that is, Kamo de Kaimalan, reading Lashon Rabbeinu, Kamo de Kaimalan, Kerev Meir, de Boimer, Shriv Meir, Yisi al Makabel, Ovi, Rayo, Kevin, de Bolo, Hoitzi, Varosh, Betshuva, Barayo, Asumi, de Bnei Brak, Mvur, de Gamlin, Yinoitzel, Asumam, Lichas, Kosom, Brinan, Kain, de Godol, Mafreya, And Rav, the boy, Mishchiv Mera Yisi Kaimelan, Kerev Meir, Mikomakon Kem, Nifseel, Echazog, Elrav, Mizagin, Elrav, Vadei, Godom, Afraya. Zot omeret, Sheyesh Machloket, Bebava Batel, Anachnu, Yesh Machloket, Rabbi Meir, V'chachamim, in the Mishnah, Bebava Basel, and Dav Kufn, and Gimel, Amid Aleph, that we paskin, that if somebody gives his friends a mat in the Shchiv Mera, because he's going, Nebuch to die, that if he gets up from his illness, his matan is betela. Now, if he gives his friends a shtar matana bistam, and he doesn't explain, lo lashem matnas shchiv meira. And not a lashon matnes bari. The Gemara says which lashon is lashon shrimra ki the kotzir v'romi ba'alse, that he's lying in his bed, and lashon matnes bari is kav mahalich haragloi b'shuk. He's walking on his legs in the shuk, like we've seen in the Gemara. So he doesn't write either lashon, not a lashon of matnes shchiv meira, not a lashon of matnes bari. And the noi saying tainas that it was a matnes shchiv meira, and he was healed from his va'amad mecholiyoi. And the matan is betela, and the makabel tainas no matnas bari haisa ve'amatana kayemes. The no saint says that it was a matnas shchiv meira, and he got up, and the matan is no longer matana. And the makabel says no, it was a matnas bari, and therefore the matan is kayemes, even though you got better, even though you're healthy now. So the Noisein has to bring a raya that he was a Shriv Meira. Otherwise, the gift is a valid gift. The Noisein has to bring a raya he was a Shriv Meira. Divrei Rebbe Meir, Shehu Sover, Shehorchin Basar Matzavo Shel Achshov. He learns you follow his present situation, since presently he's healthy, has to give a raya that he wasn't before. The Chachamim are the Makabel has to bring a raya that he was a bari earlier, because Hamoytzi mechaveiroi all of a raya. So that's the machlekes between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim. And the Ramban holds that we paskin like the Chachamim. Shelo holchin baser matzavoi shel achshav shebarihu. You don't follow the matzav now that he's healthy. You say even though he's healthy now, maybe he wasn't healthy earlier. Hamoytzi mechaveiroi all of a raya. So who adin linin bidika simonim? You don't go after the matzav of now to say that he had simonim l'mafreya. So that's the Ramban, and that's lashon Rabbeinu. Al korchach drak l'gabei cheskus mam l'sabchina zekam v'dekam l'n kreb meir debayim eshchiv mar yisi alam akabel av iraya kevin debala haitzi. So when Rabbeinu writes the Kaimelan Kirab Meir, it should say the Kaimelan Kirchachamim. So the Makabel has to bring a raya, because Hamoitzim Echaveru all of a raya. He merely has to bring a raya that when the gift was given, the man was a bari, the giver of the Noisim was a bari. The Harosh B'tshuva B'raya Sumi B'nei Brak Mor the Gamlan Atzos Melchaz Gosrin Akin Dugadalam Afreya. However, you have the Rosh. Maybe he holds the dafk over there, linyan suffix shchiv meira. There you have no chazak of the rava. The gamin etzos menachas kastu dugad lemafrei of after boim shchiv meira. You see kaimelan kechachamim, should say kechachamim. Mikol makom kevin the mesayel le chazak of the rava machzikin and leilevad ay gadol lemafrei. It's to mer lefi arosh. When you have a chazaka dero, it's dafka in that case, of the shchiv meira case, there you say that the matzav later doesn't prove on the matzav earlier. Just because later the person's a bari doesn't mean they were a bari earlier. No, later they were a bari, but it could be earlier they were a shchiv meira. And the inyan, there's no chazaka dero. So therefore the chachamim say, lolchin basar matzav shel achshav, mashen kein linyaneinu. Shesafek masai bo simane gadlus, that in our case we have a suffek when the simanim of gadlus came, and you have a chazaka de rava on your side. Shebolim afreya shapir holchin baser matzavu shel achshov. So if you have a chazaka de rava on your side, and that's the case of the mechira when the katan sold, so you have a. And the rush holds that that if the child had been alive, right, the child died. But had the child been alive, this 13-year-old child, had he been alive, you would have been able to check him out, and you would have been able to see what happened earlier. If he had simanim, then you assume also earlier he had simanim, because you have the chazaka de rava on your side. And the Ramban says, no. The Ramban says that Lahitzi Maman, doesn't matter that you have the Chazak and the Rabban, you said, Lahitzi Maman, it doesn't work. Lahitzi Maman, you don't assume that the matzav earlier was like the matzav now. And therefore, in our case of the Meshchiv Merai Paskin like Chachomim, that Al Ha Mekabe Lahavi Raya, that the Noisim was a Bari. Because I'm Motzi Mechaber of a Raya. And you don't say just because now he's a Bari, earlier he was a Bari. So this whole Machloikes. This whole machloikas is only in Yilhoitzi Mammon. The Rabban says, you're not Moitzi Mammon, not based on Chazaka de Rava, and not based on the matzav of now, just because the person's in a matzav now, we assume the person was in the same matzav earlier. That doesn't work to be Moitzi Mammon. Because there we see that the Rechachamim argue with Rabbi Meir. But where it's not Kineged Cheskes Mammon, there the Ramban would agree that Bedika L'mafreya would be effective. When you check later, that's Megala, what the matzav was earlier. So you can follow that Chazaka. Ela, de l'fiat sachek asavnu, the tefillin mikri cheskas chiyuv. So by the way, so here, not by the way, but here, so you have something very central. So you have a yesod that you can be somich, like we said before. That's how we started the shir. Im achar abdika nimtzu lo beis Cyrus, so the tefillin he wrote earlier are going to be kosher, because you assume that the matzav later is also the matzav earlier. Phenomenal. Aval ela de lefiat sachek asam tefillin mikri cheskas chiyuv. Yesh loimar de la ramban lefimad de biyamad de medam leshchiv meraisi. La mechalikem nimtzu achazak de rabbi odiv. In kein shlame de vem bemakom chazak de alma gam kein lor mina davi gadol ma freya. But wait a second. We spoke about the fact in the previous shir about the idea of cheskas chiyuv. You have here, you have a cheskas chiyuv that the person is chayav to wear tefillin. And therefore that cheskas chiyuv might be stronger than the chazaka de rava that you assume that he became bar mitzvah, and the chazaka de hashta that just because now he's a gadol means earlier he was a gadol. No, maybe the cheskas chiyuv was stronger than that. Just like the fact that he's a gadol now isn't enough, strong enough to get mammon out, to be moitzi mammon, it also is not moitzi mecheskes chiyuv. So we don't say that he was a gadol on Mafreya. And the Ramban compares the case of the according to the way Rabbeinu understands, the Ramban compares the kid, the suffix, whether or not the kid turned bar mitzvah, and a sale is a good sale, to the case of the machlokas, of the argument whether or not he was a shchiv mira. That just because now he's healthy, doesn't mean earlier he was healthy. So too, just because now he's a gadol, doesn't mean that earlier he was a gadol. And he doesn't say, oh, Chazaka de Rava Adif, no. It doesn't help us that it's 13 and you have a Chazaka de Rava in both cases. He says that the Chazaka de Hashta isn't Motzi. So we can yesh lemer, so we can say, but makom Chazaka de Hama gam ken lomin, if it's Tivir Chazam Chazaka, then we don't say it was a Gadol HaMafreya, even if you have a Chazaka de Rava on your side. And then he references a base Shmuel Beis Shmuel and Simon Lamed Zayin Sif Katan Gimel, Linyan Cheskas Pnuya, that we don't say Rei Bo Geris Lefaneinu. What is this referring to? So it says in Kiddushin that if Kitsha Aviya Baderech, if a Kitsha Atzma Beir, Biyoma de Mishlam Shis, Rei Bo Geris Lefaneinu, to the Rav Loi Chashina the Kiddushi Aviya. Her father was Mekadosh her in the morning, she was Mekadosh herself later on in the city in the afternoon. And the day that she returned to Bulgaris. So now we check her out, she's a Bulgaris. So according to Rav, we're not choshish for her father's Kiddushin Frektoisvis. Lama nakat kitcha atzma bir gamkin. Hafil balavach yabalei leflugi bekitcha aviyak reitim choshin lekiddushin. Forget about her being Mekadosh herself. You should have said you should have just spoken about her father's Kiddushin. You choshish for her father's Kiddushin, regardless of whether or not she was Mekadosh herself. If maybe, just like when you say that she was Mekadosh herself, and not Choshe the father's Kedushin. She wasn't Mekadosh herself, she not Choshe the father's Kedushin. Taisus answers, Shepchai Gavna, Shalakit says, Atzma, she wasn't Mekadosh herself, Shmuel's Moida, that you not Choshe for Kedushi Avia, because she has a Cheskas Pnuya on her side. Only if she was Mekadosh herself, the Manavshach, she's an Eshesi, she doesn't have a Cheskas Pnuya. There, Shmuel argues, and Shmuel says that you are Choshe for Kedushi Avia, according to Shmuel, because she lost her Cheskas Pnuya. Anyway, she's not a Pnuya. So there were Choshe for Cheskas for Kiddush Avia. But if she wasn't Mekadosh herself, then you're not Choshe for Cheskas Pnuya. But if she wasn't, if she wasn't Mekadosh herself, then she has a Cheskas Pnuya, and you're not Choshe for her father's Kiddushin. So the Beis Shmuel says, even though we paskin like Rav, nevertheless, if her father wasn't Mekadosh her, she was Mekadosh herself. So we pass him like Rav, it's only Safei Kiddushin. Because her Cheskas Pnuya is a Reyesa to the Svara of her, since she's a Bulgaris now, she's also a Bulgaris earlier in the day. So again, the Rav says that if she was a Mekadosh herself, so Yinach Chosh Fad's Kiddushin, she's married by her Kiddushin. But if she wasn't Chosh Mekadosh herself, then her father's Kiddushin is Safei Kiddushin. Because now she is a Cheskas Pnuya. And her Cheskas Pnuya is a Reisa in the Svara of Hashti Hibagra. And just like now she's a Bulgaris, in the morning she was also a Bulgaris. So against that, you have her Cheskas Pnuya. And since you have a Cheskas Pnuya, if her father wasn't Mekadesh her, she was only Mekadesh herself. Let me be clear. I don't think I was clear before. If her father wasn't Mekadesh her, she was only Mekadesh herself, it's only going to be a Safek Kiddushin. Why is it only going to be a Safek Kiddushin if her father wasn't Mekadesh her and she was Mekadesh herself? Because she is a Cheskas Pnuya. And her Cheskas Pnuya is a Reyesa to the Svarav, since now she's a Bulgaris, earlier on she was also a Bulgaris. So in other words, you checked her out later, and she's a Bulgaris, so you can assume earlier on she's also a Bulgaris, and the marriage is good. On the other hand, she's a Cheskas Pnuya. Therefore, you just because you checked her out now, she's a Bulgaris, doesn't mean she was a Bulgaris, because her Cheskas Pnuya means she wasn't a Bulgaris. So it's one against the other. So in the male, it's only Safek Kiddushin. So that's what he refers to when he says, "Im ken yishlomer de makom chazak adam agam ken lomer de yod malafrei." Like the Beis Shmuel says in Cheskas Pnuya, that we don't say "Rei Bulgaris lefaneinu," because against that, she's a Cheskas Pnuya. So we don't say necessarily just because Bulgaris lefaneinu, she's also Bulgaris earlier. And here also we have a Cheskas Chiyuv. So maybe that Cheskas Chiyuv of Tefillin is going to go against the fact that we check him later and he was a Gadol. That means that earlier also he was a Gadol. Ma pedam, just like we'd say, we don't say just because later on she was a Begaris, earlier on she was also a Begaris, because against that you have a Cheskas Penuya. So hu adin that if you check him out later and he's a bar mitzvah, so hu adin, if you check him out later and he's a bar mitzvah, we don't say earlier on he also was, because against that there's a Cheskas Chiyuv of Tefillin. Ella. Like we spoke about it in earlier shir, is tefillin really have the same status cheskas chiyuv? Does it have the same status as cheskas iser? Maybe it's better than the case of the Bulgaris, because in the Bulgaris case there's no chazaka de rava, but here there's a chazaka de rava. Just the chazaka d'rav didn't help me right see mamen. Mecheskes mamen, the cheskes mamen alim. The megamel eshchiv mara, you see, the gamken b'sei aruba. The roi v'al mebriyim. The gam kevin the poskina b'shulchan aruch, b'pshitus l'nin edus, the machzikin lo begodol mafreya, u'mahani edus af lo yitzimman, v'lo chashish l'shitis haramban. The gam achronim shaskov lo yiru b'zei aveim, b'chubis ma'ari val, b'chubis ma'ari shtan, u'b'chubis taris ches, l'arab chazdai, r'prachi ha'koin. That a cotton is possible to be made till he brings two Cyrus after 13 years, and if they didn't check him out a long time after he reached 13, and they check him out and he had two Cyrus, you assume that he was Becheskes Gadol from the time he became Bar Mitzvah. So that's what he writes. V'gam kevan de paskinan b'shulchan aruch b'pshitus l'nin edus. When it comes to edus, we're machzikim the Gadol u'mafreya. And his edus is even good enough to be moitzi mamen. Wow. And the b'shulchan aruch isn't choshish v'shitus haramban. So first of all, who says tefillin is really a cheskas iser? So maybe you could be samech on the chazaka de rav, and you could be samech on the together with the fact that you checked him out later. And maybe even the Ramban holds that it's better than the Bulgaris case, because here is a chazaka de rav. Just like we saw before with the Ramban, he holds that when it comes to the selling, the katan selling, Safek Gadol selling, so the Ramban says that it's not Motzi Mamen. But here, it's not an Indian of Hotzas Mamen. So here you also have the Chazak of the Rav on your side. And he compares the case of the he compares that case of Cheskes Mamen of the katan selling to the case of Shchiv Meira, where you also have a rov. Rov alma brim. So therefore, in the case of the Shchiv Meira case, where rov alma brim, so you assume that just because that you assume that so even though most people are healthy, and you can assume then that when he gave the gift, he was healthy, and therefore it's a good gift, but still it's l'hotzi mamon. So l'hotzi mamon, the Ramban doesn't even if you have a chazaka de rav on your side, or you have a rov brim on your side, it doesn't help. It's not strong enough to be motzi mamon. But if it's not to be motzi mamon, the case of tefillin, so then you could be somech. And the Shulchan Aruch, again, Paskin's not like the Ramban. The Gabe Edus, the Ramban, the Shulchan Aruch Paskin's, if you're a Gadol later, we assume you're a Gadol earlier, and he's not Choshish Rishitas HaRamban. And the Achronim Again, don't. Weren't meyer, and they didn't argue. So, the Shulchan Aruch. So you can go like the Shulchan Aruch Pashut and say that if he's a gadol later, then he's a gadol earlier. That even works to be a moitzi mamon, and it certainly works for tefillin. And then he throws a few ma'ar mekomos, and then he says, "Linyan tefillin, we can stop kopanim sof sof linyan tefillin the Ramban is moda, and therefore you could be semich on the bedika lahachshir tefillin shekatzav koydem abedika mishnas yud gimel ve'ilach." So you could be rely on the tefillin that he wrote from the age of 13 and on, based on a later bedika. So this is a very, very exciting tshuva in the in Rabbi Akiva Eiger. And it's Hashem. We have a lot more to talk about, a lot more. And I'm looking forward. We're going to hopefully meet Hashem. We'll be zeichet to see neflos nitaras Hashem. And I just ask that you stay tuned. And we will bezrat Hashem. נראה ביחד את אותם נפלאות, רק שהשם ייתן לנו את הכוח ואת המוח ואת שמחת החיים ואת כל מה שנצרך בעזרת השם, נמשיך לראות פלאות. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.